WSEU 445 monitoring mobile. WSEU 445 monitoring mobile. WSAY 919, anybody out there? WSAY 919, see if I'm hitting Saginaw repeaters.
WRZP544, have you loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir?
Five four four, right on. Yeah, I'm out here in Reese, mobile on the Midland 275 T model, but good deal.
Hear that? Good signal, great modulation on your rig. Keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear and monitoring on your final.
SAY 919, sounds good. Appreciate it. 544, and clear on this last. Thanks.
WRM 2805, standing by.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRIWS 53 monitoring.
Nine 38, good afternoon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. How are you today?
Just fine, actually. I could use a little bit more warmth, but that's okay.
Yeah, I am currently just south of Saginaw, and it is overcast and 46 degrees.
842,
Flint. Just south of Flint here, and just sitting here waiting for a train.
So they were at another station, and they'll be standing by for a second and see if there's someone else wanted to get in there. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, what's going on? This is Travis. Up here in the township.
Travis, I'm doing good. Just out running errands today. I got to stop by the gun club and sight in a new scope. But other than that, just a day of running errands. Yeah, I still got that form for you, too.
Oh, yes, very good. We'll need that. You can send me an email over there or something, or at least your numbers. I'll put it to the station there, so we got to go around Saturday here. This is Travis, WSTY 842. Go ahead, traveler.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zebra, 810, joining the round robin here.
I'm just headed out to Owosso here. I'm stopped at 21 Elms, my usual spot. I'm waiting for my lunch to come to an end. And I'll proceed. I'll get my diesel heater started for this coming season, I guess. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, you got Travis and Todd here. Who else do we have?
This is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo up here in Saginaw.
Yeah, hello, I think the weather's about the same every place today. It's just kind of gloomy and chilly, so.
I agree with that. Well, I know we have one more bump of warm before we settle in for the winter. I don't know. I'll wait for some dry days. I need to split more wood.
Another 10 degrees would be nice.
How's this radio coming in? This is that Bofang I got you when I was on the other side of Owosso that time when you were downtown Flint.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds pretty good. New as you. I'm using a Motorola XPS 5000R ruggedized. And I can talk downtown Owosso to the repeater on this handheld. It's Motorola 5 watt. And I put the antenna on my analyzer. It is better than a Nagoya, but it's only 6 inches tall. Of course, you got to figure it's about a Motorola engineered.
You both are sounding really good up there. I'm using currently Motorola CDM 1550 LS in the mobile. I got a Baofeng UQ5R that I used for a portable, but I also just picked up a Motorola HT1250 that I'm using, and yeah, I definitely like the Motorola stuff if you have a couple bottles of Tylenol to get through the programming.
This is a Bofang 5RM, and I've been really pleased with it. It seems to be able to reach out the best of all of my radios.
Yeah, I've been building Motorolas for years, and I just picked up a bunch of them. I got some Turbo Moto stuff. I got some XPS 5000. So I like the XPS 5000 as a front panel programmable. And then I'm selling cheap Motorola stuff. As well, I'm building base antennas as well right now. And those are really fantastic antennas. They're a good budget antenna. They get out really well.
I picked up a bunch of these 1550s from a company I originally bought one for the car. They had a bunch of them to get rid of. I just sold them all. I have about 20 of them that I sold as part of a deal. I'm not real good with programming and code plugs and all that stuff. I got a few of them that have, you know, the channel upgrade on them, but I couldn't figure out how to force the other ones into it, so I just left it alone. I kind of almost bricked a couple of them, so I'm like, leave them alone. Just stick with what there is already in there.
Travis, you posted a picture of a base station. Is that what you were thinking about bringing to the circuit?
Oh, no. The thing I was thinking about bringing to the circus was much smaller Motorola Radius 1225R or LS. I was thinking about putting it on the golf cart more than anything, especially for sportsmen. It'll give the ability for us to communicate to the parking lot crew and then to the school parking lot crew as it's got an awesome receive front end. With that radio, I can talk radio to radio without a repeater for several miles.
Yeah, those radiuses back in the day were good radios for sure. One of the companies I worked for had them in their vehicles, and we were definitely happy with them. The UV5Rs, I don't know about the M's. Mine was just a straight 5R. I don't like using it in the car because it seems to pick up all of the noise in the car for some reason.
Yeah, the RM seems to be probably the clearest. I've got a bunch of both things, and it seems to be the one that reaches out the furthest, and it's the clearest, I think. Easy to program, and I've been real pleased with this one.
I don't think I'm going to, as the second in line on security, I don't think I'm going to bring a base radio. The radio I put on the internet Facebook page there was part of a 911 center that I'm building, and that was a fire control radio. The equipment is all from like 1992. I've got the whole system, including software, the dispatch software, which is kind of neat. For the amateur radio side of things, I'm going to use it for net control work. Or if I would ever have a GMRS net, I can put call signs in that'll log the time the call came to the call, you know, the person checked into that, a little bit of brief information about what they talked about, their name, location, and run the net like that. And then for ham radio, if you do it on ARRR all day, put your net information up and have it for your file.
Sounds like you got the holy grail of older radio equipment there.
Yeah, just looking at the picture of the one that you posted, it looks very much like the ones we used to have for the Grand Blanc Fire Department years ago. They have one sitting in their little history display over at the fire hall right now.
Huh. Yeah, well, the other ones I'm building are even better looking. They're all Alfred American displays. And I built myself a VHF 150-watt drawer for my truck.
I got my hands on, you know, honestly, I couldn't even say for sure what I got my hands on. I believe the consensus was it was an old Motorola Motrak base station consolette. I did get it powered up and fired it up. It's on 159 something or another. It's got a PO read in it. Thing is, I don't know, about 3,000 pounds or so, give or take, you know, a couple thousand pounds. And it's sitting in my basement, have no idea what to do with it.
Is that a rack mount?
Unit. Yeah, it's definitely not a rack mount.
Yeah, that was just at a Motorola. if I'm thinking about it right, or Motorola Mobile from back in the day. A great, great big monster. If it's solid state, it probably has a fairly good amount of salvageable gold in it, but otherwise it's a crystal-bound beast. Maybe good for tuning down to 2 meters for making it a repeater. But I can tell you there's a 10,000 more radios that'd be better and easier to deal with.
I think I'm just salvaging the, it's got a base station microphone on it, and basically that's the reason I got it, was to salvage the microphone off of it. But, you know, it didn't cost me anything, so, you know. Worst comes worst, I take it to work, toss it in the dumpster.
I'm going to sign off here. WRWS-538, I'm just going into a store, so I'm going to sign off for a while.
Take care, Todd. I'm trying to attach my speaker mic onto this XTS-5000. Boy, she has a tight one to put on.
I see a lot of those 5000s on the internet for sale. You know, at some point I might want to get one, but, you know, I kind of look at all the stuff I got laying around right now, and, you know, it's more stuff than I ever used, and you know, it's definitely more than I need.
Yeah. More than I need. That's my problem. I got so many Motorolas of all sorts. I just build them out and get them into people's hands that can use them for an expensive base.
There you go. Yeah, if you're any good with code plugs and stuff, I could probably shoot some work your way every now and again, you know, trying to mess with these code plugs. I got a guy that I work with sometimes, but he's kind of real busy, and it's kind of hard to connect with him sometimes.
What kind of code plug stuff are you trying to do?
Basically, what he did was, on the 1550 that I got for the car, he was able to do something with the code plug that it was able to give it the unlimited channels and the higher power output, but I guess it didn't have the mod number and serial number taken out of the code plug, so when you try to shoot it into another radio, it just EEPROM errors it out until you shoot the original code plug back in.
Well, I'd have to look into the CPS software you're using. Are you using Depot Tuner or Lab, or you know what version you've got of the parameter stuff?
Using the CPS software, I've tried it on 12.05 and 12.09 that I got off the Warish site, WCR9 or something like that.
Throw me that site one more time. I'll see if I can take a note of it.
I think it's Whiskey 9 Charlie Romeo Waris, W-A-R-I-S.
Okay. When I get to the office, I'll plug that in and see what I find. I used to do a lot of that. Bit-banging, my other thing I'm up on is changing the parameters on Spectras, changing control head interfaces, changing their band plan, changing wattage on some of the software is going to radio alignment and do that, but you gotta remember that these things are not, they're yes, you can do some stuff, but changing a small radio's wattage is not a very good idea because it shortens the duty cycle in which you can use it. and they burn up way fast. Motorola makes them pretty good for what they're doing, but it's not like the old Motorola Centaur 9000 series. The Motorolas that are set up for just the whole radio's the heat sink type deal.
I've always loved and would love at some point in time to get my hand on one of those old Spectras with the, I believe it's the Alpha 9 control head. You know, it's got the full keypad on it and stuff. I've always liked the looks of those. I'm very much into the older equipment.
Yeah, I've got several of those. Every time I see one reasonably priced, I just buy it. They all need to be recapped. But that's not very hard. They're 10 microfarad, 50 volt surface mount capacitors, so it's not a big deal. I must have a few hundred of them laying around.
Well, I sure would love to maybe connect with you off air and you know, chat about what you got sometime, or through email or something. I give you my company's email. You can shoot me an email if you don't care none.
Yeah, I can do that. You can look up my company. It's 10 Computer Repair in Owosso. 10 Computer 10. The thing with the old Spectras are you have to program them with a 486 in the genuine cellular port, or you risk having some very ugly outcome. And, a lot of hair tear, and I have old 486 machine. I still have all the stuff on it. I've had that stuff for over 20 plus years.
Copy that. All right, I got your website here. I'm going to save it, and I'll shoot you a little thing through your contact page here in a little while. I got to jump off air here for a little bit. I pick up a passenger and tootle them on to work. Play driving Ms. Daisy here today. So I will definitely chat with you soon here. Like I said, I'll shoot you that contact information, and we can go from there. Have a good afternoon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, will be clearing your final.
Okay, sounds good. WSUA 42 in the mobile. I'll catch you. Enjoy your round.
WSAV 293. Calling station, this is WSAV 293.
WSAV 293, WSBM 993.
Amazing. It's really quite simple, Chad, and I was just looking at it as a waste of time for me chasing all over town to verify your radio set correctly. You just need to follow the simple directions, and that's really all there is to do it.
Copy that. I appreciate your help, Jeff, definitely. I thank you for being able to help me with it. Yeah, it was just one thing that was off. It was just one of the ones that was off or whatever, but everything else was fine. But it was just the one thing that was not correct.
Gotcha. Well, copy and paste that list somewhere so you'll have it. and you can look at it anytime you need it.
We'll definitely do that. Thanks again, Jeff. Appreciate you. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring. And like I said, thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, buddy. Glad you got that sorted out. WSAV 293, I'm clear and out.
WSER 342, any station available for a frequency report?
You sound good into Genesee County. WSDG 439.
Thank you, sir. WSER 342 clear.
42, Shiawassee County.
Shiawassee County, where's that?
It's out here next to Mudduck CB Radio Ranch. I lost some of you there in the crash of static. I'm coming in on the Flint system. Running a Motorola 1225 mobile. I've been talking on a XTS 3000 or 5000 last few days. There must be some ducting going on because my HD is cleaning the house versus my mobile's.
Well, you're making a pretty good chip. You're 100% readable, a little bit of static. Mobile as well, down in Cook County. WRWR357.
All right, guys, down there in Cook County, Travis, or WSU842. I'm near 21 and 52 coming down eastbound on 21 right now. So, I'm going to make my stop in Flushing next.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so your signal keeps getting better and better. And Flushing, now I'm starting to get an idea where you're at. You kind of know where Flushing's at.
Yeah, I'm just about 15 to 20 minutes yet from Flushing. I take 21 over to Grand Road to Pearson and back into the back side. Unless I decide to take 21 all the way down to Elms Road. Don't know. Depends on how traffic's going. But hopefully get in before any snow starts.
Snow? That doesn't sound good. Where I'm at, the skies are really cloudy, but I don't see any threat of snow yet. But maybe, man, I woke up the other day with dusting of snow on my car, and it was kind of sobering.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was a little unsettling. I would like to be putting my new UHF basis on up. I built a antenna to go up on my house. So let's try to get that up there and kind of decide how I want to connect it to the house. It's only 30 inches tall, it's very weight about 1 or 2 pounds. So I thought about sticking it on a 48-foot rod of top rail that I have from some fabricating back in the day, and lifting the rod up and having it going into a sleeve that's hammered into the ground.
Would you need any guidelines for something like that?
I got a tool that will allow me to put in a casing, and it's like a drill bit. You put the casing in, and it'll be sunk into the ground, and then I'll put the rod, that shaft, the 48-footer, I'll put that in at about 48 inches deep. So it has about 4 foot holding onto the bottom of it. So it should fit up there, plus the top's going to be PVC mast adapter. And if I can do it right, I want to try to be about 50 in the air. But I don't know. I've had another one up I've done for 2 meters of VHF. It's been up for 20 years and hasn't given me any issues. And that one's up a lot higher.
There you go. I should do a great job then.
I'm currently pulling into Macomb Community College, which is down at 12 Mile and Hayes.
Okay. And you're coming in on the Detroit system then?
No, negative. The Macomb repeater is much closer to me.
Yeah, for some reason I think that this, I get that backwards. Macomb County versus Wayne County. I have no idea why. Both those counties have huge populations. And Shiawassee County has barely nobody. Owosso, I think, is the biggest thing around. And it is the seat of the county. But I'm headed into Tennessee now.
Well, I'm pulling in somewhere right now. I need to put some air in my tire. Man, you drive safe. Good talking to you. It's my second time talking to you, so I'm sure I'll catch you a third, fourth time. This is WIWR357.
All right, take it easy. Have a good one. This is WSUY 842 Mobile. WSUY 842 Mobile.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
How is Bob doing? WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob. Station 544, Station 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WRZP 544, good afternoon, Jack. How's things going for you today?
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing? It's on and off rain. No sunshine, no nothing. Cold too, Roger.
Roger that. Much the same here. Partly cloudy all day. No sunshine, but no rain. And of course, low 40s. But all in all, a good day here, Jack. So I want to touch base, see how you were doing, and say hello, Roger.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to call you. I said, no, maybe he's not going to be out there. I didn't hear you yesterday at all. I was on the radio yesterday, not much really. I was with Randall out that way. Roger.
Roger that. Just an FYI. Bit broken, but totally readable. Quite a bit of static there. Yep, Randall should be doing good there. Everything all right with him and his? Over.
How you doing? Okay. How about you?
Yeah, I'm on the upside here for sure, brother. Definitely 90% better today, so things are on the upswing, Roger.
That Bob, I don't know, the weather is not making making a good connection, I believe. That's what it is, probably, Roger.
It could well be that, and I'm on the HT here. I haven't moved the base station out of the Radio Shack into the living room yet for winter here, so we'll get her done. All right, brother, you take care, and we'll do it again later, I'm sure, Jack. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Hi, Bob, good to hear from you. You take care. Say hello to everybody. WIRG 48, we're clear.
WSFC 853, WSEY 842. You're 100% snow, man.
This is WSBQ 996 on WRWQ 49. Are y'all still receiving me, Mike? No cops, WRWQ 489 is the WSDQ 996, monitoring the count.
Radio 71. I'm gonna run up.
What's your Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring?